Shir HaShirim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav. Shinayich ke'eder horachelim. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep. She'olu min horachzo, that have come up from the washing place. I don't know. Shekula masimois. They're all okay. They're all perfect. Shakula ein bohem, and they have no blemishes. Okay, so this sounds like a very nice statement, you know, in romantic talk, you know, well, you have beautiful eyes, you have beautiful teeth, you have beautiful this, but let's see how Rashi learns. That doesn't seem to be like that. Kitsinim v'giboirim, your officers and your strong people, sheboch, kulam l'toivah, they're all good. Kulam l'toivah, or kulam, no, it doesn't mean kulam. Kulam l'toivah, I think he's right. What? No, they are all good. Kulam l'toivah, because it's not, on two people you don't say kulam, right? Two people you say heim, right? Two people is not kulam. So kulam l'toivah, they're completely good.
What's the favor?
What?
What?
I don't know.
It's not.
What? So what does it mean?
I don't know. That's not what you're saying.
Well, okay. I think that's... that's what it says. That's good? What it says in the translation here. Are entirely
maybe
good.
They know.
No, but it can't be that all of them, because two people, you don't say all of them. So it must be the kulam.
Shinaich.
No, but Shinaich, no? It says Ktsinim v'giborim. Stop making fun. Ktsinim v'giborim Sheboch. Those are two groups of people. Kulam. You don't say Kulam on two groups of people.
Why not?
Oh, you mean because it's all of them?
I don't know what it means.
And what does it mean, all of them,
L'Toivo? I don't know, but it's not what you're saying.
They're all good. Either.
I don't know.
All good, or
anyway, they're either way, they're all good.
Who was the katzin?
What?
Who was the katzin or gibbon?
Chveisnisht. I don't know. The leaders, I guess. No. The leaders, the strong people. Doesn't say Shimshon specifically. It doesn't say, yeah. Okay, but it's could be the shoftim. It could be there. Could be today's leaders. I don't know. Let's go on. I really don't know. Ke'edah horachelim, like a flock of sheep. Horochel hazois kulo kedosho, which is all kodesh. Why? Tzamra l'tcheles. The wool is used for tcheles. Okay. Bisor l'korban. The flesh of the lamb is for a korban. Karneil shayforis. From its horns you make shayforis. Shoykeho l'chalilin. The thighs are for flutes. I don't know how they do. I guess I don't know what that means.
From the bone?
I don't know. That's what it says. I don't know. Me'el lechinoiros. You use the intestines for I guess for strings for the harp. Oirol esoif. The hide you make drums from. So mamish everything, they're like a flock of sheep that they're all every part of them. Kulo kedusha. All kedusha emanates from every part of them. They just like the sheep can be used, has so many different aspects of Kedusha, so too do our leaders. Well, that's what it means, maybe. Kulom l'toivo.
All Am Yisrael.
Kulom.
Sinim v'giborim, that's part of Am Yisrael.
Kulom.
Kulom l'toivo.
No, kulom l'toivo means that they're all of them, maybe, can be used for good.
Who's all of them? Not only the Ksinim v'giborim. The Ksinim v'giborim are only part of Am Yisrael. That's only, let's say, the Shokain.
Doesn't mean all of the...
That's Ke'eder Echolim.
Doesn't mean all of the...
Like, it's not Ke'eder Echolim.
Shinaich Ke'eder Echolim. They are like... No, it sounds like the officers, the leaders, the strong people, these people are kulam l'toivo, mean all of them can be used for good. I would dare to say something else. I have a question.
Yeah.
we do have leaders, and we have had leaders that are not exactly such great people. We've had kings that were not tzaddikim and led Klal Yisrael astray. We've had leadership like that. Maybe even we have in all the generations such leadership. So what's the pshat kulam l'teva? So maybe I'm just suggesting a possibility. Maybe kulam l'teva is what the pasuk says: Lev sorim u'malocha b'yad Hashem. Hashem controls everything, and even those things where they do, which are not l'teva, even those people, that's also l'teva, because everything is kol ma d'avo rachmon l'tavovim, and everything. So in other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and says, you have people, and some of your people are good, and some of your people are not good. It's like the rochel ke'eda horachelim, that every part can be used for good. So even, I assume that means, even when they may not be, maybe the leader who's not acting properly, or leaders that don't act properly, but part of them, even the bad things they do, is really all
l'tov.
That's
a no.
What?
Doesn't go with
Shabbat. You don't say leaders.
You're
making a mistake.
It
doesn't say leaders.
Who's a ketzin is an officer.
If the leader is not doing good, then he's not a gibor. He's not. It's talking about gibor and good things. Not gibor, like mighty people.
No. Who are mighty people? You know what? No. Money talks, my dear.
No, but it's not okay.
People who have strength, people who are strong, people who have influence, people who have leadership. Amongst Klal Yisrael. Of course, Shabbat.
I'm saying
the Gibor.
In general,
we have a problem.
Donald Trump is also Be'ad Hashem.
He's not Boch, he's not us.
Okay.
No, so
that's
good.
They've started with Melachim.
No, but that's what he's talking about.
Maybe it means officers in the army.
It's not even true. Rachel is also cool.
Yeah, he's
not true.
What?
The leaders weren't good. They're all cool. It's not true.
Maybe it means officers in the army of Hashem.
Lo, Sha'olam and Harachzo. Let's read the rest of the passage. Sha'olam and Harachzo. Shekula Masimois. They're all perfect. For Shekula, they have no blemishes. Now, what does that mean?
Talking about the officers that are good are totally good. It's not talking about the bad ones. The bad ones are talking about.
So it's not what I was suggesting.
What's the
title?
It's talking Kulam Le Toivo.
It's not referring to the officers in the Hashem's army.
What?
If it's about them, it's Kulam Toivo.
No, do we bring things down like that? That's just a cute thing we made up recently.
I don't know. What?
No, you said we're like soldiers in the army of Hashem.
I don't know.
Is there any source like that?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. It's questionable. We have to figure out what this is. I don't know. Okay, but it sounds like.
What does Gibora mean? People of power?
Yeah, people of power. It sounds like that either way you look at it, that these people, whether they're the good people or the bad people, whether they're good people or the bad, either they're the good people and everything about them is good, and there's a positive use for every aspect of them, or they're even the bad people, and they're still positive because everything Hashem does for the good. But it doesn't sound like they're the bad
people. Not
Shabbat. It doesn't. I don't know about Shabbat. Shabbat, they're part of us.
Okay.
Why is he not talking about? Why is he not talking about Donald Trump? I don't know. Why is he not talking about Donald Trump? I don't know. Yeah,
look at the last one. Look at the previous pasuk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shereich either he's in bikkanim v'rakim v'dakim shebachem yishebach harbe. Nothing. And the really good ones of you are really good. It flows.
And therefore.
No, I'm saying it's talking about the really, really good ones of you are really totally good. Even the Katanim and the Dakim are good.
And now? And Shinai?
The good ones amongst you, the Giborim, are really, they're totally
right.
Good.
That's what the next Rashi means. You say that every aspect of them are little.
Like the small ones upon you are good. They're Shavach Harbi. They're pretty good.
Okay. I'll accept that. I hear.
Cha-ching. I knew it was something good
about it. Sarek Kedor Izim.
Why is that pink and white?
Okay. Anyway, it's Masha from the end of the pasuk. That's what I was going to say now. We're talking about Rishoyim. They're all perfect. Rishoyim, you can say everything comes out of them is good because you can't call them perfect. You can't call Kula Masima. So it's obviously talking about the good people. Okay. So that's the way Hashem looks at the tzaddikim. At the leaders. Well, it doesn't say tzaddikim. It doesn't say tzaddikim, though. Though it's the previous pasuk is Sarei Kedo Isim Shagol Shemin Hagilod, and Rashi says B'ktanim v'rakim v'dakim shebochem yesh shevach harbe. On the small people amongst you, there's a lot of praise. On the big people, the giborim, the powerful people, the officers, the leaders, I assume that means, these are the greater people. The greater, I guess you have to be great to become an officer. A gibor is certainly have certain real strengths. So these people I look at not just as yesh bohem shevach harbe, they are kuloi shevach. Shinach kedor chelim, Rashi says, horochel azos kulo kedoisho. So it means that when you look at these choshevah people, they're all good. They have multi uses. They can be used. They're effective on many different levels, and it's all good. And he looks at them. Now the question is like this: What if they're not? Teretz says they're talking only about the ones that are. That's the pshat. Here's not a nevuah that everyone's going to be this way. Here's not a nevuah that every gibor and every choshevah person is going to be this way. But he's talking about those that are. This is what he looks like. I guess that you have to say. Okay, let's move on. Kifelech horimon rakoseich, like a slice of pomegranate. Your cheeks. Vibalet samoseich. That I guess. That, what? That's what he says here. What? Yeah.
I think this is Laka.
What? Who?
I think this is Laka. This part.
Okay, maybe that's part of the cheek. The cheek, that's the cheekbone. Cheek. That's the cheekbone. What do you know about English? Yeah. That's part of the cheekbone. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So whatever, but it's, again, it's I guess like it's a sign of beauty. The balat hamosech, that's sticking out from your tichel. Your kerchief. I don't know what that means. There's no Rashi in that pasuk unless you have a Rashi. I don't have a Rashi. No?
No.
Okay, so let's go on. Shishim hema malochis, 60 queens, ushmoinim pilakshim, and 80 pilakshim, v'alom esein mispor, and young women without number, ein mispor. What does that mean? Rashi. Avron v'yotze yereichoi b'nei ketura sheshesrei. Avron v'yotze yereichoi. This is referring to Avron v'yotze yereichoi, and now he makes a cheshbon. So these are the malochos that Shishim Hema, the descendants of Avram Avinu. So let's see. B'nei Keturah Sheshesrei. Okay. Yishmoel Ubonov Shloshesrei. Somebody keep Cheshbon. Sheshesrei Shloshesrei. Yitzchuk Ubonov Gimel.
32.
B'nei Yaakov Shnemesrei.
44.
45.
Oh, 32 and?
And 12 is 44.
44. Maybe in Hebrew it's different. Hebrew is different, maybe? Okay, yeah. B'nai Esav Tezayin. That's 16, 44, 50, 60. Oh, B'divrei Hayomim Harei Shishim. V'im Toimar Tzemehem Timno Shisho. Take out Timno, because she's a woman. Avrom in Aminyan, then count Avrom Avinu himself. Okay, whatever.
What was the question?
I don't know. Shishim hem malochos. So far he's counting. These are the descendants of Avram Avinu. Ushmanim pilakshim, noyach uvonov ad Avram. Okay. Kol toilas yotze hateva shmoinim timtsoim. You'll find that to be 80. Ukeshem shahamelochos shem neshe hamelech. Yeseiros bigdula al hapilakshim. Just as the queens, which are neshe hamelech, the wives of the king, are greater. Yeseros, they're more the bigdula in greatness than the pilagshim. Kachoy Avrom v'yotzi yereichu chashuvim gedolim v'yiserim bechashivas al hakoil kasher tireh. So too Avrom Avinu, kach Avrom v'yotzi yereichu and his descendants chashuvim gedolim v'yiserim bechashivas al hakoil kasher tireh. Hogor bas melochim hoisa. Oh, Avram's mishpocha. Hogor was a bas melochim. Timna bas shiltoinim hoisa. Venasis pilegish la esof. Voimer el emek shovei. Hushvu kulam be'etza achas vim lichwes Avram aleim. All of these people. So that shows Avram's chashivus. Kach Avram v'yitzi rei chashuvim gedolim v'yitzirim b'chashivus. Why? Because Hogor was a bas melochim. Timna was a bas shiltoinim. Venasis pilegish la esof. Voimer el emek shovei. Hushvu kulam, I guess, including Esav, including all the Malochim, Be'etz Achzim, Lichwes Avram Aleim. Avram was accepted as the king, as the main person in that whole Mesopotamian, what do they call it? What do they call it? Mesopotamian Peninsula or Mesopotamian? I don't know what they call it. Anyway, V'aloma Sein Mispor, maybe that sounds good. V'aloma Sein Mispor, all these were divided up into many mishpochos. So what is the point of all of this? Avraham Avinu was great. I guess. It's true. When you have a relationship not only with an individual, but with the previous generation,
I think we need to read the next pasuk.
What?
I'm not sure, but I think we need to read the next pasuk.
We will read the next pasuk.
Before you explain this pasuk.
Do I tell you what to do?
Noah, I'm asking.
Do I tell you what to do?
Do you think we need to read the next
pasuk? Do I tell you what to do? The answer is yes. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so let's see. Anyway, but it sounds like the chashivus of Avraham Avinu adds to that. Okay, next. Achos hi yonosi samosi. She is my yonosi samosi. These are words of endearment. Yonosi samosi rayosi. Those will be fine later on. Oh, no, we had those already. That's right. Yonosi is my yoino, my dove. Samosi is tam, losh, and perfect. Achasi le'imo, she is unique to her mother. Borahi le'oladito, she is pure to the one who gave birth to her. Ru'u avonas yashrua, women, daughters have seen her, and they from loshen osher means, what?
Validated her.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And queens and pilakshim were mehalal her, praised her. Okay, let's see what Rashi does with this. Achasi umukulam, yeah. Umikulam achasi hanivcheres li leyono samo. From all of them, who themselves, yeah, all the nations above were choshev, they were all shaykh to Avraham Avinu. So they all have chashivas. All the descendants of Avraham Avinu are choshev. That's true. He had this whole broad recognition and mishpocha. But achasi onosi umikulam achasi hanifcheres li leyoino sama. The one is that's chosen by me, my chosen one to be a yoino, the perfect yoino. Okay, shehi temimas lev im ben zuga. She is temimas lev, pure-hearted, full-hearted. I guess tomim is complete. Perfect. Lev im ben zuga. That is so beautiful. Who's her ben zug?
Hashem. Well, whoever the other dove is. What do you mean?
Who is the ben zug? Hashem.
Hashem.
Yeah. I said that.
What?
You said
that?
Connected.
Well,
purely. Okay.
Other dove. Okay. I said or Hashem, whichever
okay.
You want.
Okay, but that's, so in other words, so just, like, so it's like this. So all these people are choshuv. So I think you're right, Ariel. I think you're right. All these people are Hoshu, we need this pasuk. Bnei Avraham Avinu, the people that were Machshav, Avraham Avinu was the top. And therefore, everything that comes from him is Hoshu. But there was one strain of descendants that came from him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Achasi Yoinosi, Achasi Le'imo, Achasi Yoinosi Samosi. Okay. You are the pure one. And so what's the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael? Shehi Tmimas Lev im Ben Zuga. The Klal Yisrael is of Tmimas Lev, has that pureness, that perfection of heart. It's complete. My total heart is given over to Hashem. That's the uniqueness, and that's Taka. Love is based on that. Love is heart to heart. So when the heart is complete, then the love is complete as it should be. Okay. Yeah. Okay, you hear? Listen. Achasi le'imo. You hear? Shh. Achasi. But again, that's a tmimus halev im ben zuga. This is
what
my.
Was before? Where was Avram?
No, so that means like this. Avram was very. He was the man. And he had from him. Yoytze Yerecho, they were all kinds
of
people.
They're part of the
Yes, they're part of the Shishim. But from them.
Avram wasn't chosen?
What?
Avram wasn't chosen?
But not all of his descendants.
Yeah, one of his. Himself.
No, the Tavar Sinai. We're talking about when the Klal Yisrael was made into a nation by Har Sinai. This is the preparation. This is the ultimate. What was the chuppah? So that's what Chazal say. Har Sinai was. What? This mamish kesher, that was the mamish Har Sinai, was the marriage. That's when it was. That's when the ultimate expression of love. And for that, why did he chose us? Because we are tmimas lev im ben zuga. That's that was the one unique thing. Why are you special? Because you're tmimas lev im ben zuga. Achasila imo. Let's just finish the pasuk. It's late. Achasila imo liknesiyoso. Harbe machloikis bebote midroshos kulam libam lahovin teiro al mechoinav al mitos. Achasi le'imo, was it that it's le'imo? Let's see if he says it's like a marshal to umo. Achasi le'imo is like le'umo, le'knei siyoso. The gathering, so it's like the whole people. What does it mean? Harbe machlekes bati midrashas. Always machlekes bati midrashas. Kulam libom lehovin teiro al mechoino lalamitosa. This is what I told them yesterday. They asked me a question about whether it's better to want to attack the Rebbe and to prove yourself right and him wrong, or it's better to try to understand. And here Rashi says clearly, "Kulam libam lohovin teira al mechoino v'alamitosa." There's one thing. Well, my heart is focused on one thing: to understand the Torah in its truest form. Okay. Borehi le'imo, Yaakov ro oiso mito shleimo beloi psul. Yeah, Yaakov saw that his mito, that means his descendants, will be shleimim beloi psul. V'hoido v'kile islamokim shenev v'yishtachu Yisrael roish ha-mito, because he saw b'nevua that his descendants will be pure. I guess he's talking about his first generation. Yaakov can't be talking about all future generations.
Maybe.
Really?
That's
just
not true, no?
No, that's that. Yishtach Yisrael al mito. Yaakov ro'o yiso mito shleima b'loi psul.
Kulam b'lev echad.
Kulam b'loi psul. Ay, ani makir kama psulim.
No, but Yaakov really
said. What?
He was ro'o yiso.
He looked at them that way?
Yeah.
Nah, come on.
Why not?
No. Yaakov ro iso mito. No. Shleima b'lai psul.
You see that? You see, that's how he views us. That's how he views all this.
And he thanked Hashem for that?
What's mitas shleima?
For the ability to be able to look at them that way? Come on.
What's mitas shleima?
What? Mitos shleima means his mitos, meaning his descendants. And that's the next pasuk. Okay. And the Ashrua, and then he's going to tell us what the praise was. Very good. Okay. Shkoyach.